God, thank you so much for your goodness and your faithfulness to us, that we can claim those words with conviction and know that they are true, that you are good and faithful, and that greater things are coming. We love you, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to ask you this morning to think of a time in your life where you thought that something was over, but then it wasn't over. If anybody knows me much at all, you'll know that I am a huge fan of the television show Gilmore Girls. Any other fans? Woohoo! Okay. I have watched this show an embarrassing amount of times. But the show, I want to tell you a little bit about it. The show premiered on October 5th, 2000, which, fun fact, that was my 8th birthday. And then it ran 7 seasons, 7 years, and it ended in 2007. But there was some controversy because the 7th season was not written and produced by the same writer and producer of the first 6 seasons. So it didn't end the way that the original writer wanted the show to end. And so there were some upset fans, and there was some conflict over it. And then in 2016, so almost 10 years later, they decided to come back and create 4 final episodes. And they did that, and the original writer came back, and the original producer came back, and together they made 4 90-minute episodes of Gilmore Girls that finished the series the way that they originally wanted it to be finished. And so all of the Gilmore Girls fans, including me, thought that the show was over, thought that the ending had come, and were not very happy with it, and then the writers came back, and they're like, but wait, there's more. And it was the happiest day of my life. So think about a time when maybe you thought that something was over, whether it was a TV series or maybe a movie series, a book series, or something like that. Hopefully this has never happened here, but maybe you were in a church service and you thought that it was coming to an end, and then there was more. Sometimes that happens in life. It's never happened here, right? Sometimes that happens in life. We think that something is over. We're so sure that something is over, but then it isn't. High school me was also a huge fan of a band called the Jonas Brothers. These were 3 brothers that formed a band. Their last name was Jonas. It was real creative. The Jonas Brothers, and they, I saw them on tour a few times, and they had a huge fan base. But then some jealousy started, some conflict started between the brothers, and some of them decided, we don't want to be in a band with our brothers anymore. We want to be solo artists. And so they ventured off, and they went and they did their own thing, and there was, again, a lot of conflict over it and a lot of upset fans. And then just recently, they decided, but wait, it's not over. We're going to get the band back together. And all 3 brothers came back, and they formed the band. Who's clapping? That's awesome. Of course, the teen girls in the back. So they came back. They brought the band back together. And they actually put a show out about their story and their journey. And it talked about how not only did they think that their band was over when the few brothers went off, but they thought that their brotherhood was over. There was some real conflict between the brothers over this band ending. There was jealousy, and there was anger, and they had to work through all of that to come back together and then to keep going with their band. And so this morning we're going to look at a story of scripture that talks about some brothers that had a little bit of jealousy going on, had some conflict going on, and it's a really good story. And we have this like whole campfire scene set up because it's just such a good setting for a story. And so I would like for all of the kids to come on up, and I'm just have you sit right here with me on the floor. Kids, that's you. I know there are some of you in here. Come on up. Maybe if some of our teens came up too, the kids would be, oh, here they come, would be a little bit more courageous in coming up. And you guys can have a seat right here by the campfire. Sing a campfire song? Yep, that's right. That's what we're doing. Hi, friends. All right, and teens, you're going to set a good example, right, of how our younger friends are supposed to act when they're listening to a story. I'm telling you, I'm not asking you. All right, friends, so here is our Bible story for today, all right? This Bible story is found in the book of Genesis, and we're going to talk about Genesis chapter 37. Now, last week, together, as a church family, and our big kids, you can listen too. That's the grown-ups. You guys can listen in on this too. Last week, we talked about twin brothers named Jacob and Esau. And they both grew up and they got married. And the Bible tells us that Jacob had 12 sons. 12 sons. And the youngest son was named Joseph. All right? And Joseph was the favorite in his family. He was the favorite because he was the youngest, and so he was born when his dad was kind of old, and so he was the favorite. And he was so much the favorite that his dad actually had this really special, beautiful coat made for him, and it was all these different colors. And so Joseph kind of liked to wear that coat around. And well, let me just ask you this. Now, I know that none of you are the favorite in your families. Sorry to ruin it for you, but parents don't really have favorites these days, all right? At least they're not supposed to. But imagine for just a second, a lot of you are even up here with your siblings. Imagine for just a second if you were the favorite in your family and what that would feel like. Now, I am the oldest in my family, and I'm the only girl in my family. So sometimes when we were growing up, that would give me some special privileges, right? So, like, I was able to do things first because I was the oldest. And it didn't mean that I was my parents' favorite, but boy, did I like to brag about it to my brothers when I was allowed to stay up later than they were, or when I was allowed to do something that they were not. I would kind of walk around with my head high and, like, look down on them like, ha, like that, right? So imagine that with me for just a second, friends. Now, imagine if you were the other sibling that wasn't the favorite. That would not be fun, right? And so Joseph kind of went around, and he was kind of, like, braggy about it, and he had, like, a big head about it, and his brothers did not like it. Now, there's something else that the Bible tells us about Joseph that was kind of cool about him. He had these dreams, okay? And I have dreams, and sometimes they're really silly, and sometimes they're scary, but I've never really had a dream that meant anything. But Joseph had dreams that would mean something. That's what the Bible tells us. And so one day he goes up to his brothers and he says, "Hey, guess what?" And I just imagine him saying this in such like a, with such a condescending tone. He says, "Brothers, I had this dream that we were outside in the fields and we were gathering these bundles of wheat. And my bundle of wheat grew to be really, really tall, but all of your bundles of wheat just kind of crumbled up and bowed down to my bundle of wheat." And his brothers are like, "What?" And he's like, "Mm-hmm, that happened, true story." And then he had this other dream, and he said, "I had this other dream that the sun and the moon and 11 stars," how many brothers did he have? 11, okay, just making sure you're listening. 11 stars all bowed down to me. And his brothers were like, "Okay, this guy is bragging, and we don't like that. Our dad likes him the best, and he's really, really getting on our nerves. So let's formulate a plan." But my friends, this plan was not a good plan. This was a very evil plan, because the Bible tells us that the brothers got so angry and they were so jealous, which is this feeling where you want something that someone else has so bad, or you want to be so much like that other person that it just creates this like ugly, bitter feeling towards them. And so the Bible tells us that they were jealous and that they hated their brother, and they said, "We're gonna kill him. We're gonna kill him." That's what the Bible tells us. And so they said, "Listen, there's this like big deep hole in the ground over here, this pit, and we're gonna go throw Joseph into this pit." And actually, the Bible says that one of the brothers planned to go back afterwards and rescue Joseph. So not all of them wanted him to be dead. But at first, the brothers were like, let's just go and leave him in that pit. And then they decided, there was this group of people that were coming through. They were called the Ishmaelites. And the Ishmaelites were coming through, and they said, "Okay, maybe killing our brother is a little too intense, so let's do this instead. Let's give him to those people, and he'll go be a slave for them, and then they'll give us money for it." And so that's what they did. The Bible says that they sold their brother for money, and that Joseph had to go with these people to a place where he did not know where he was going. And his brothers knew that that was the wrong thing to do, and they knew that because they were like, "Well, we can't go and tell Dad what we did, especially because this is his favorite son. So let's come up with another plan." And so remember that pretty coat that his dad had made for him? They took that coat and they put animal's blood on it. And then they took it back to their dad and they said, "Look, Dad, an animal killed our brother," which is not the truth, but that's what they told him. And that's how chapter 37 of Genesis in the Bible ends. So just imagine for a second what that would be like for any of these people that we talked about in the story. For Joseph, he thinks, my life is over. Everything that I knew, my family, my brothers just like abandoned me. They sold me to these people that I don't know, and now I'm going somewhere and I don't know where I'm going. My life is over. And he thought that it was the end for sure. And then you have the brothers who think, ha, we did it. We got rid of him. We're never gonna have to see him again. And then you have his dad who's grieving and mourning and crying because he's so upset that he lost his son. And so at the end of this chapter of the Bible, everyone really does think it's over. But there's more, because the Bible has 13 more chapters in it that are all about Joseph and his dad and his brothers. And in the next several weeks, we're going to talk about those chapters and we're going to learn the rest of the story of Joseph. But for now, I just want you to be thinking about what that would feel like if you thought that it was the end and that it was over, what it would be like to be any of the characters in that story. And in a minute, Pastor Gary's gonna come and we're gonna keep talking about this, and that's what I want you to be thinking about. Now, you guys did a really, really good job. So after the service today, you can come and see me, and I have a prize for you. And I'll even tell you what it is right now. Ready? It's a s'mores Pop-Tart. Because here we are sitting at the campfire, and I have s'mores Pop-Tarts. Yeah, they're under my chair right now. Yeah. Okay. So you guys did great. So come and find me when we're all done, and I have s'mores Pop-Tarts for you. Okay. Sorry, big kids. I don't have enough for all of us. Next time. All right. You can go back to your seats. Good job.
You're gonna have to beg really hard to get a chance at those s'mores Pop-Tarts, right? Well, you all know what it means when a pastor says, well, in conclusion, what's it mean? No, it means nothing at all. It doesn't mean a thing. No. Pastor Kari did a beautiful job telling that story, and I'm just going to just kind of highlight a couple of things from that story. And Kim, don't worry about the slides up there. I'm going to jump some things, so don't worry about the slides. But anyway, one of the things about Joseph that kind of struck me, and it's right at the beginning of that chapter, is the fact that Joseph was a tattletale. Now, how many of you ever told a tale about one of your siblings just to get them in trouble? Anybody? All right. The rest of you must not have had brothers or sisters, right? I mean, that's one of the things Joseph did. One of the things he did early on, when he's just young, he was told to go out and check on his brothers and do those kinds of things. And when he did that one of those times, he came back and told Dad about all the bad things they were doing. And it says that time after time, Joseph kind of had that. And then the story that Pastor Kari shared today about how these dreams would tell about how his brothers and even his mom and dad would have to bow down before him. Joseph, as a young man, was kind of enamored with himself. He thought highly of himself, and he knew he was spoiled. He was treated differently than the other brothers. He was treated better than the other brothers. And as you might know, as you know, some of you who have kids and all, you got to be really careful in how you relate with each of your kids. Now, I should have brought a t-shirt that our youngest son, Caleb's with us here today. He's our youngest. But anyway, he gave a t-shirt that I'm supposed to wear when all the brothers are together because it says that he's the favorite. I should have brought that today since you're here. But you know how it is in families. And one of the things that the Bible is really, really good at helping us realize is that these are real families with real people with real problems. Not unlike our world today. Not unlike some of the problems and issues that families deal with that are sitting right here in the sanctuary today. There's been jealousy, there's been tattletaling, there's been anger, there's been hurt, there's been hate, all kinds of things. Hopefully never to the extent where like some of the brothers ready to just do away with Joseph. But one of the things that the Bible is so good about is that it helps us realize that These are real people with real problems who need a real Savior, who need real help. And one of the reasons we gather like this regularly on a Sunday is to help us remind each other that we have one that we can continue to turn to who has real help for us. Now, as we go on in the story of Joseph for the next several weeks, we will see how that plays out. And it's not always easy, and if you know anything of the story of Joseph, it doesn't always go the way you kind of want it to go, and some of the things that happen just don't seem fair at all. We understand that in life, that's many times the case. As this story ends in chapter 37, everyone thinks it is the end. Everyone thinks that it's kind of over. I mean, just imagine, these brothers for sure feel like, all right, we don't have to deal with our Joseph problem anymore. He's gone. They didn't kill him, but he sold off, you know, and he's going to be far, far away. They're never going to see him again. And they're pretty certain that finally we'll have Dad's attention because we got rid of the one that had all of Dad's attention. And it's interesting that, you know, sometimes we think things and how it's going to be. And these brothers will find out that it doesn't change Dad's attention at all. In fact, because Dad thinks Joseph has been killed and he begins to mourn and mourn and mourn, it's like Joseph has even more of his attention. Things don't always turn out like you think that they're going to or the way you might plan. And just imagine Joseph thinking that his life is kind of over now too. All these dreams, all these hopes, all these ambitions that he has. And he's tossed in a pit and then eventually sold off, headed to a foreign country, figuring, now what? The message we want to communicate here today is this. The end that we might think is there may not be the end. What you think might be, man, this is over. I mean, this is bad. This is the end. If God's involved, never think that. Because our God steps into situations and stories like that in life and gives a different ending. Nearly every Sunday we sing a song that has something to do with resurrection, right? Death is the end, right? Not. We celebrate that every Sunday. So maybe in your own situation, maybe you think that, you know, it's done, it's over. Don't believe that. Consider what God may want to do. Consider how he may want to work. Consider the fact that you serve the resurrected one, who can change what seems to be the story and help us have the story that he wants us to have. We're going to listen to a song, and I hope that you'll just pay close attention to the words. And it's going to be a video. And just let this song minister to you, and then Pastor Kari is going to come up again. But just let this song minister to you, and think about your own life and the way God is at work in your own.
Still there.